USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North Korea saying the guided weapons fired into the East Sea yesterday were supervised directly by leader Kim Jong-un, who reportedly said that the drill was aimed at increasing combat ability to, in his words, defend the political sovereignty and economic self-sustenance of North Korea. The North has maintained a freeze on missile testing since 2017. What would usually have been the final call at yesterday's Kentucky Derby was, in fact, not the final call.
Maximum Security wins the Kentucky Derby!
That is heard on NBC, but an objection was placed, and Maximum Security ended up being disqualified. So Longshot Country House won the 145th running of the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
A third day of violence has erupted along the border between Gaza and Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's ordered the military to continue massive strikes against militants in Gaza after an Israeli citizen died this morning from a rocket that was fired from Gaza. Two Palestinian shooters were killed yesterday by an Israeli strike. A rock and roll veteran is taking it off the road.
Rocker Peter Frampton says he's had a muscular condition for the past 8 years known as IBM, which makes it more and more difficult to do basic movements. But he'll kick off his farewell tour next month with 51 concerts on his final trek across North America.
We changed all our plans when I realized things were kind of speeding up with us, and decided that we would make this a farewell tour.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Linson.
This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says seven military officers were killed yesterday when their helicopter crashed outside Caracas. The defense ministry says the chopper had just left the capital when it went down in a mountainous area south of the city, President Maduro calling them seven worthy officers of the country. And they were on their way to a military exercise that Maduro was to lead with over 5,000 troops in a show of strength against opposition leader Juan Guaido. A U.S. federal investigation is underway after a plane that was carrying 143 people ran off a runway and into a Florida river on Saturday. NTSB Vice Chairman Bruce Landsberg says there were only minor injuries in the incident involving that Boeing 737 flight from Guantanamo Bay to Jacksonville. Everyone made it off the plane safely, authorities calling it a miracle. The flight data recorder is now on its way to a lab in Washington, D.C. for analysis. And a Game of Thrones spinoff is in the works, actually three. Author George R.R. Martin says HBO is moving ahead with three spinoffs of the wildly successful series. And he said in a blog post yesterday that one of the spinoffs will begin shooting later this year, and the other two are still in the script stage. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.